Welcome, sweetie. This is going to be a fully immersive experience, which will engage every part of your imagination. I'll draw on those creative juices of yours, squeeze out every last drop, and integrate you in a world of my own making. A world which will feel very real. A world which will leave you with long lasting positive changes, sweetie. So relax. Close your eyes. Listen. Follow. Focus on the sound of my voice and the words which I say. Focus on the now. So that as your feet take you further into the depths of a really toward corner of the massive labyrinth library, rows and rows of books as far as the eye can see, you begin to notice the hushed whispers, the scent of old and new paper, old and new ink, your gaze shifting from cover to cover, each unique, a world of its own. A world to explore and devour. A world you can lose yourself in, because that's what you're searching for. You're looking for that book you could just fall into. One of those rare books which not only charms your mind, but also changes the way you see the world. They're out there, even if they're not easy to find, but it's in here somewhere. You know it is. You don't quite know how, but you know with absolute certainty that there's a book somewhere here, meant only for you, somewhere in the midst of what seems an endless, intimidating ocean of books, a universe of stories, both real and not, fun and boring, and sad and sexy. Among all of these, however, there was a special one, deeper into the library, deeper into the paths less trodden, as you all but blindly make your way into darker, quieter parts of the library. The carpeting transitioning into newer, less worn fabric, the smell changing into an older, muskier one. You spot a corridor in the distance. There, between rows and rows of books, deserted, almost eerily quiet. There, right there, you waste no time and stride forward into the unknown, but also into what you know is destiny calling. This corner is dark and quiet. Nobody around. No sound but for the beat of your own heart, the scuff of your own feet against the floor. You walk to the very end of the row and find that it's a dead end. Before you could turn around and head back, the light above brightens just a little bit, and the dark corner is illuminated in a warm, welcoming glow, not too bright, not too dark, just enough not to strain your eyes, and on eye level There, between all the other bland covers, one stands out, almost as if asking to be chosen. Asking to be opened and read. You could no more resist the temptation than you could stop breathing. So you follow your instincts and pull the book out. It's thin, the binding a dark grey. On the front cover, a dark purple spiral. If you stare and keep staring, it's almost as if it were moving, spinning, turning, but then you blink, and it was just your imagination. You back up a step and slide down the shelf all the way to the floor, finding a comfortable position. You run your fingers across the worn cover of the book and read the barely visible title. Mary had a little, more than just a little, curious now. You open it up. The first few pages are blank. The first page with text on it has but one line. Chapter 1, Drop, sweetie. The words make you feel funny. But you turn the page and begin to read, because there is nothing else you could possibly do. You can drop now, sweetie. Sleep a deep slumber. Dream of drifting off. Dream of drifting down. Relax and sleep. Relax and drop. Relax as you fall deeper and deeper. As you read, the words so big and bright in your mind, everything falls away. Everything but the words on the page. There is nothing else. There is only the here, the now, and the drop, sweetie. And as you continue reading, the words begin to melt into each other. They begin to swim and sparkle slowly. The words cease to exist, and all that's left is a deep purple spiral. Spinning, spiraling down, dropping, deeper and deeper now. You can't quite look away. The longer you stare, the more you want to continue staring at the spiral. The longer you want to continue listening the enticing sounds, the more you want to feel that nice warmth spreading over your body, that nice relaxation. The spiral twists and turns, and bit by bit, the number 7 materializes out of little motes of black ink. Right in the center of the mesmerizing spiral. There are more pages, sweetie. On the next page, the next number, you will open your eyes. You won't want to. But you will anyway. You will open your eyes and want to close them again. But first, you need to open them. So, 6, and open your eyes, open wide, even if it's hard, even if you don't want to, just breathe, and open your eyes. 5, and close your eyes, eyes Feeling twice as night, tension is letting loose and dissolving. The number five shifting and changing, and the word drop appears, and you just drop. It's so very easy,
so very nice.
No thoughts. No doubts. Four. And eyes open. Open your eyes, sweetie. You want to close them, but you must open them. And stare as the number four turns into three. And you drop twice as deep, blank and empty. Falling deeper and deeper, down. No hesitation, no resistance. Allowing me all the way inside. Feeling my voice touch the roots of your brain. The roots of your thoughts. Feeling me brush against you in every way that may ever exist.
Allow me to engulf you.
Two. And you open your eyes now. Open your eyes now. I know it's hard. I know you want to close them again. And lose yourself in the deep waters of hypnotic trance. And soon enough, you'll do just that. But first, stare as the two turns into drop, sweetie. The words twist something inside you. They turn your mind off. They make you blank, empty, and obedient. Eager for suggestion, eager for trance, dropping so very easily. Drift down, without thought, without hesitation. And one, eyes shut so tightly that you could not possibly even consider opening them.
So deep now.
Every word just pulls you down deep, without restraint. So relaxed that the world melts away. Mind so empty and so blank that all you have in there right now is the sound of my voice. And the words that I say. Drifting down. Feeling so good and so nice and so empty. So receptive. And you can always feel this way when you see or hear the words drop, sweetie. Because they bypass every layer of your mind, drop, sweetie. When typed, becomes so real that you could hear them resonate in your mind. You could see them peel away from the screen and drive into your mind, putting you into deep hypnotic trance. Without question, without thought, so very easy, so very effortless. You can always return to this relaxing, receptive, deep state of mind. It takes no effort. All it takes is drop, sweetie. That's all it takes. And you just plummet. Your mind emptying, your body loosening. And each time it happens, it just works better. It just feels better. I want you now to sleep twice as deep. Falling and falling. Drifting on the sounds of my voice. drifting down, all the way down. Just listen and follow along with the sound of my voice as each word you hear appears in your mind as written word, so that every single word and every single sentence is fully visualized within the confines of your mind, so that as you listen, you also read each letter, each word, and each sentence, both heard and seen, both spoken and typed, because inside your mind, you are still staring at that hypnotic book, at the spiral, and at these very words as they appear. One after another, as you read and listen, see it so clearly in your mind now. These very words coming into existence on the pages of the book. The spiral spinning and spinning. The sound of my voice so very gently washing over your mind. Your body, your defenses. It's all you can do now. You can but read along. Read along as you loosen, pulling you further down, deeper into trance, removing all of your defenses. Removing any desire but for the need to listen and read and obey. So just drop, sweetie, and focus on each word of the page. Focus on each word you hear. Focus on the sound of my voice. There's nothing else, nothing at all, only us here. I need you to immerse yourself in this moment, sweetie.
I need you to bask in its glory.
In this nice, tension-free existence. This nice, worry-free zone. This nice and empty state of mind. Because there's nothing else you need to do but read, listen, and drop deeper with each letter, each word, each sentence, each period. Just down, 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 all the way down and beneath the surface of trance, down below, even the deepest of the deep. Where the only light can be our own. Allow this moment to blend into a single focused experience. Allow it to enter your perception all in one go. The words on the page and the sound of my voice, all as a single entity. So that in the future, As you read along hypnotic instructions and hypnotic suggestions, you will hear it so clearly in your head, as if I were whispering in your mind, or a loved one, a playmate, an interest. Any suggestions and triggers read will echo in your mind as if spoken out loud. Just like now, it will happen automatically, effortlessly, and each time it happens, it will only get stronger and better. until you'll be hard-pressed to find the difference between written and spoken, until your mind won't care, because your mind cares most about the content. It cares most about how the words can make you feel. So it doesn't really matter whether you read them or you hear them. Your mind does what it needs to so that you can be the best you. So that you can feel the best version of yourself. So that you can plunge into pleasure headfirst. Blindfolded and excited, uncaring for the details, only wanting to feel good, to experience the great. So just listen to the sound of my voice and the words that I say, and read along as the book populates with more and more text. More and more words, more and more suggestions. As you stare and listen, the soft sounds of someone approaching reaches your ears, closer and closer, rhythmic, steady, sure. You tear your eyes away from the book, but the letters and the words follow, superimposed upon your sight. As you turn your head, you can see me approach, my footsteps even and unhurried, my black heels making only the quietest of sounds on the fabric of the floor. My dark plaid skirt reaching just below my knees, a crisp white blouse underneath the grey cardigan, my hair in a bun, my lips painted a soft red. I stride over to you, stop, put my hands on my hips and sigh. Oh, sweetie, you really shouldn't be here. Didn't you see the keep away private collection sign back that way? I take a closer look at the book you are holding and can't help but shake my head. Oh, you poor thing. Out of all the books, you chose that one. Well, are you enjoying it, at least? Have you started reading it? You can but only nod your head, speechless and somewhat confused. Well, get up off that floor, sweetie. And without a single moment of hesitation, you do as you're told. Your body following instruction, and your mind growing woozy and nice. Tingles of pleasure zipping across your nerves, pooling inside your center. Oh my, you're an obedient one, aren't you? You must have already read enough to fall under the book's influence then. And once that happens, there's really no going back. Give me the book. You do so immediately, enjoying the way obedience makes you feel. The way commands just seep into your mind so easily, replacing all of your wants and desires. Oh, sweetie. You're all but gone already. Just stand there for a minute. I flip through the pages of the book quickly, looking for something, looking for that specific passage. It's here somewhere, I'm sure, if I remember right. It has to be somewhere around here, surely. And, here it is. This is perfect. Just perfect. Okay, we're going to have some fun, dear. Nobody ever visits this part of the library, so we'll have all the privacy we'll ever need. You're an anomaly, a happy one, however. Now, I need you to drop, sweetie, and you'll have no choice but to drift deeper down as the words flash across your vision. Drop, sweetie, down. No defense, just sleep for me. See the words and hear the words, and just melt into my hypnotic embrace. You really chose well when you picked up this book. I thought all copies had been destroyed, but, well, anyway, you read enough to fall under the spell, and now you're just a willing subject, with no desire to resist or to think. All you want is to listen and to read. I raise the book to eye level, flip it around, and show you a page within. All you can see is a spinning spiral as it pulls you right in. As the words you hear flow across your vision, cloudy and woozy, down, dropping and floating, staring, listening, suggestible, eager for commands, eager for my words. Now, let's test it, shall we, sweetie? As you are now, all bespelled and empty, you couldn't possibly think of resisting. You just want me to give you commands, don't you? My little plaything. Nod your head like the good subject you are. Perfect. Such a good pet. Now come closer. Close your eyes and open your mouth. Tongue out. No hesitation. Listen to the sound of my voice. Listen to the words. See the words race across your inner vision. Read them as they flow into your mind, as if written, as if typed. You can just barely hear me shifting my clothes aside, unbuttoning my blouse, removing my bra. You can almost picture it in your mind. And then it's silent for a moment, before you feel my hand on the back of your neck as I bend you forward and down. Your lips and your tongue rest on something soft and warm. You can feel it harden, and the need to suck saturates your mind. Go ahead, dear. Worship my nipple like the good pet you are. Suck it. Enjoy it. You have no say in the matter. No resistance. No choice but to obey. So all you can do is feel my nipple in your mouth as you suck and circle my nipple with your tongue. Enjoy it, sweetie. I know you love this. And if you don't, you will start to, because I want you to enjoy this, and what I say goes. So enjoy it. Relish in the feeling. Savor the sensation of submission, of service. Savor it as your arousal grows and mine does. because mine is so much more important than yours. You just want me to feel good. You want to worship my tits. You want nothing else at this moment.
There is nothing else in your mind right now.
Because when you're triggered with drop sweetie, either through text or through voice, you have no choice but to obey, but to become a perfectly receptive, hypnotic subject that you so long to be. It's really that easy. Such a good plaything. Now feel me guide your mouth to my other nipple. There. So nice, isn't it? Yes, it is. I know it is.
It's always so very nice to obey.
It's always so very nice to listen and to read. As each word that you hear washes over your mind, as if written or typed, because there is power in that which is written.
That which can be seen and read.
And from this moment on, you know you'll have no choice but to read hypnotic text.
As if you are hearing it spoken out loud.
As if someone, perhaps myself, were there in the room with you, whispering into your mind. Pulling you down, and washing away thoughts, washing away doubt. And defenses. Now that my nipples have gotten the attention they deserved, step back and kneel, pet. I readjust my blouse, remove my cardigan, fold it, and put it to the side. It's getting quite warm in here, isn't it? While you're here, all under my power, I think I'll take full advantage of you. Squeeze every last second of our time together, here, and by the end, maybe I'll let you go. Maybe I won't. We'll see. You know what? On second thoughts, just lie down on the ground, on your back. I've been meaning to try something, but never have. Now's the perfect time. There, just like that.
What a good, obedient plaything.
I need you to drop, sweetie, as you see the words flash across your mind, your vision, your world, as they take you entirely, dropping and dropping. I walk over to you and stand right above you, my feet on either side of your waist, my skirt riding up my legs just a little bit. Oh, sweetie, this is going to be fun. I move higher up your body and place my heels on either side of your head. Your eyes perfectly aligned with my pussy. As you can see, I'm not wearing any panties. It's one of those little things I do to keep things interesting as a librarian, so that I can just touch whenever I'm horny and alone. And I'm always horny. Let me just sit on your face for a minute or two. I pull my skirt higher up my thighs and lower myself down onto you, my legs enveloping the sides of your head, my wet pussy so close to your mouth, so close to your tongue. Just reach out and lick my obedient little plaything. I bring myself closer to your mouth, and you can finally taste my wetness, taste my pussy. You can feel me throb with arousal as you lick and you suck and you worship. Just keep going now. Keep licking. I need you to make me feel good. So very good. The longer you pleasure me, the better you feel. The more aroused you become, the more you throb and pulsate. I want you to think of nothing but what you're doing right at this moment. I want you to think of nothing else. All of your focus, all of your attention is on my pussy, on how it feels to pleasure me. How it feels to obey, because obedience in trance feels spectacular. It feels good and nice and perfect, as if nothing is missing, as if nothing could make this moment any better. So just focus on how easy it is to obey, as you listen to the sound of my voice. And as you watch the words zip across your vision, across your mind, pay attention to how these words, written or typed, are just as powerful as the spoken suggestion. Notice how good it feels to drop, sweetie. How good it feels to open up. So that from now on, when you're told to drop, it doesn't matter whether it's said or recorded or written or typed. It matters not a single bit. It's all hypnosis. It's all trance. It's all obedience. Lick my pussy plaything. Suck my clit. Be my good little pet and pleasure me. Pleasure me as my pleasure makes you feel so good, so aroused, tingly and dizzy and all but euphoric. Your mind gone. Your body buzzing with blissful energy. But so heavy, so numb, so nice. I'm going to say a few words now, sweetie. I want you to really visualize them in your mind as you worship my wet pussy. I want each word to imprint on your mind in a way other words haven't been able to. I want them to be so very visual, so very real. Drop. See the words in your mind's eye. See them big, typed, written, spoken, imprinted upon your mind. These words are powerful, sweetie. So powerful that it doesn't matter whether you read them or you hear them. In any way that they make their way into your mind, They always allow you to drift down into a nice receptive trance. Because with each repetition, you just drift further down, dropping and dropping, drop and obey, plaything. The next time someone is pulling you down into trance and you see or hear the word drop, it will be as if the world shatters around you and you go blank and suggestible, eager for trance, eager for hypnosis, eager to experience pleasure. It could be me. Or it could be someone you trust. Someone bringing you down into trance, dropping you into that blissful, relaxed state of mind you so love. Whoever it is, however it happens, if you see them typed or written, you'll hear them in your head. You may hear me whispering into your mind,
drop
into your ear,
drop.
Bliss. See the word,
bliss.
Hear the word,
bliss.
So big and bright in your mind,
bliss.
Each letter so important,
bliss makes your body feel so good, makes you feel so nice.
Something strange happens in your body when that word flows into your mind. When you see it or you hear it, bliss activates those little nerves in your body which rarely see use. Those little parts of you which spring to life when you reach for perfection. When you're all but touching nirvana. When your mind focuses solely on how good you feel in mind and body. How perfect the moment feels. Bliss elevates you into a new level of awareness. And each time you hear it or see it, You just want more of it, because hearing it or seeing it is like tasting your favorite food, hearing your favorite sound, seeing your favorite sight, and feeling your favorite sensation all at once, sweetie. So just feel it for me now. Feel bliss, sweetie. Keep licking my pussy plaything. Keep sucking my clit. My thighs engulfing your head. Squeezing you harder and harder. Your mouth wetter. Your tongue sore with exertion, but you must continue because I say so. And you're so very obedient right now, aren't you? Yes, you are, my good plaything. So aroused, so horny. So submissive and so receptive. Now, obey. Hear the words. See the words.
Make them real.
Feel them in your mind. Each letter, each word, allow them in. Allow me in. Open up. The word obey has power already. It's always had power. You wouldn't be listening to this right now. You wouldn't be here right now if you weren't already so eager to obey. So happy to submit. But from here on, each time you hear or see the word obey, you'll be almost supernaturally compelled to obey, to submit. Whether you hear it or see it, it will wrap around your entire mind and dissolve all of your defenses, destroy all of your resistance. This will happen when you listen or read the words of someone you trust. Someone who wants to drop you into trance and play around with you. Obey removes all hesitation and makes you feel submission on a level you've never felt before. That's all you want to do, really. You just want to submit and feel bliss. So obey, sweetie. Remove all doubt. Feel yourself open up to my words. Leave nothing in reserve. It feels wonderful, doesn't it? These words drop, bliss, obey, will grow in strength each time you hear them, each time you see them. Lick my wet pussy plaything. Each one of these words will feel better and better. Each will allow you to trance easier. Suck my clit, sweetie. Suck it. Good. Make me feel good as your arousal grows. Each word will allow you to experience new heights of pleasure, opening you up fully, totally. I need you to drop for me further, sweetie.
Drop.
All the way down, drifting down, falling deeper and deeper, effortlessly. Easily, unerringly, drop and feel bliss flow across your body in tiny waves of pleasant tingles, bit by bit, from the bottom of your feet to the tip of your head. You can allow the bliss to take you to new levels of joy. New levels of arousal, new levels of awareness, empty and blissful. All you know right now is you worship my pussy like a good, obedient plaything. Is bliss. And you must feel this because all you can do is obey. Just obey. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is obedience. And you do so love to obey. You love to think about how good it makes you feel. How complete. Because when you drop and obey, you feel bliss. And when you feel bliss, you must obey, and you must drop. It's like a spider web inside your mind, spreading out throughout your body. Isn't this just perfect, pet? Service my pussy. Lick and lick and suck and tongue fuck. Feel my juices on your lips, in your mouth, running down your cheeks. Taste it. Savor it. Know that if I so desire, you'll be here all day and all night, worshipping me, obeying me, bending to my will, as you so love to do. Immerse yourself in making me feel good, as all the suggestions imprint upon your mind, spreading out into every corner. Every little part, every little island, saturating your thoughts, saturating your behaviors and memories, leaving nothing untouched. Service me as your mind comes to terms with the truth of this session, with the trance. Either spoken, typed, or written. With that it doesn't matter whether you read or you listen, you still drop, obey, and drift into bliss. Because as you read the words, you hear in my voice, or you hear them in someone else's, but you hear them all the same. It's inevitable. And it's beyond beautiful. I can't hold back anymore, and I start grinding myself against you, spreading my wetness all over your face, making it hard to focus. I'm so very close, sweetie, so very close to coming. You've been such a good plaything, so obedient and so submissive, just the way I like you. The best version of you, surely. It's not like you had a choice, but it's still so very much appreciated. Now, I don't really care to make you come myself, but if you want to, you can start touching yourself. You can bring yourself over the edge, just as I will be soon. You could touch and stroke plaything, unless you'd like to stay horny for me. Horny and on the edge, listening diligently. Because it's really so very nice to be horny. To be throbbing and pulsating with pleasure and arousal. And you can choose to come. You can, if you want to. But perhaps you'd rather not. Perhaps you'd rather service me. Worship me. Lick my pussy and feel me grind into you as my legs squeeze harder. Oh God, whatever it is you choose, you better choose soon. Because when I come, you won't be able to anymore. Your hands will drop to your sides and go numb. You have no desire to move, no desire to wake, no desire to do anything but listen and obey, read and submit. All suggestible and receptive and eager for more. So touch or no touch, but you must keep pleasuring me. You must keep licking and sucking and tongue fucking, because I'm getting closer, closer and closer. I could come at any time, really. Every lick could be the last. Every touch could bring me over the edge. So touch if you want to. Faster, harder, whatever you need. Or don't resist. Be good and resist and don't come. Or be good and touch and do this one thing I leave up to you. Because whether you come or not, you still already accepted every suggestion and every command. You have no other choice. So, as you worship me, just focus on the pleasure you feel when you drop into deep hypnotic trance. Focus on the bliss you feel when you drop into deep and obey. So as you worship me, just focus on the pleasure you feel when you drop into deep hypnotic trance. Focus on the bliss you feel when you drop and obey. Notice how there could almost be nothing better. How perfect this very moment is. How each drop feels better. Each bliss more euphoric. Needing to obey more and more without hesitation, empty and blank, listening, reading, drifting, deep, nice, better. So very close now. I'm right on the edge, closer and closer. Lick my pussy plaything, keep licking, keep sucking, because the better I feel, the better you feel. The better we feel. Remember, once I do, your body will grow numb and any desire or ability to move will dissolve. I'm right there. With your mouth on my pussy, my thighs squeezing your head, my juices running down your face, grinding against you, harder, faster, hotter. Oh, so very warm, so very hot, so very perfect. So very perfect. And I come. Oh fuck. And come, you can feel me squirt into your mouth. You can taste it, and you can taste the sweat and the heat. You can taste me as you drop and obey. You can drop and bliss fills your mind and your body, dropping and dropping deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. Oh God, drifting into the void of the deepest sleep of all. And you can just rest there as you listen and as the scene disperses. You can just listen and follow as your mind goes empty, as everything disappears but for trance. But the sound of my voice and the words which I say, the words which flash across your mind, your vision. Just let go, sweetie. Let it go and drift into the sweet embrace of my voice and the trance. And perhaps if you hadn't come, you can enjoy even more pleasure as you drop deeper, as you obey more truly, as bliss fills every part of your body and your mind, closer and closer to pure, unfiltered euphoria. Feel the bliss as you drop deeper. Feel the unrelenting need to obey, as sparks of bliss electrify your nerves, your muscles, your cells, your mind. Lose yourself to this moment, savor it. There's nothing else. And perhaps if you had an orgasm this time, you can deny yourself one the next time you listen. See how it feels to be so horny. To feel so very good. Isn't that a thought, sweetie? I'd very much like to see that. But for now, you're going to be waking up. And with each number up, you will feel better and better. And the suggestions in this session will grow in power. So, one, and you can begin to slowly wake up, feeling better and better, and still so very relaxed. Every suggestion in the session growing twice as strong. Twice as insistent, two, a bit more awake, a bit more aware, relaxed, happy and nice, three, almost there, almost fully awake, everything feels perfect, everything feeling as it should. Four, suggestions seeping deeper into your mind, making a home there. And five, wake up, sweetie, fully awake and fully aware, feeling good and happy, still relaxed, but able to move and open your eyes. I hope to see you soon. It's been fun. Bliss.
Ugh.